Good afternoon. For KYMN News, I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. The Northfield Police Station was built with certificates of participation. Financial consultant Nick Anhut explains.
Technically, the trustee that's in place owns the facility, and the city makes lease payments to that trustee, and those lease payments pay off the debt that was issued back in 2012.
The bonds are callable starting in April, meaning
the city could choose to exercise a refunding or prepay a portion of that debt through the trustee, or acquire the facility itself, eliminate the trustee and any associated fees, just as the fire facility, for instance, is being financed.
Anhut said this would get them out from the lease agreement, the city would own it, and it would cost less in interest. The callable amount will be $5,020,000, with 15 remaining years. Given today's interest rates, as well as existing debt service funds to the trustee, Anhut believes
that we can eliminate approximately $47,000 of that existing debt service costs on an annual basis through refinancing.
The Northfield Council approved the move unanimously. This sets in motion another opportunity for a reverse referendum on the refinancing. Deputy Derek Eastrom was just married. He and his wife, Rachel, had bought a house. Now it's gone. They were out for the evening on December 22nd, delivering cards and gifts. When they returned, Rice County Sheriff Troy Dunn explains.
Derek is not only a deputy, but he's on the Near Strand Fire Department, called 911. Near Strand, Faribault, and Northfield all responded to fight the fire.
They were there nearly 6 hours fighting that fire. The frame is standing, but the floor collapsed and everything with it.
It was pretty sad to get there and see Derek standing there in his firefighting gear, water frozen to him, ice all over him, and to lost everything except what he had on his back.
The sheriff's office rallied, got them some cash. Friends and family brought necessities. They moved in with family members.
And then friends also started a GoFundMe page and got them some additional money. So I don't wish that upon anybody.
As a couple dedicated to service, Rachel is active military. They were reluctant to accept donations, but friends knew they'd need it. I have a link to their GoFundMe page on KYMNradio.net. The fire marshal is investigating. The pets were outside in a heated shed. A Faribault man accused of indecent exposure pleaded guilty yesterday to a misdemeanor. 26-year-old Marta Quintero Espino was arrested in late November after a woman positively identified him as the man exposing himself to her and her daughters in the Faribault Hy-Vee parking lot. He served 39 days in jail. And Christmas tree pickup is available now through January 12th. Put your tree out curbside by 6:30 a.m. with no lights, ornaments, or any other decoration. There's no need to bag it either. DSI will pick it up on your regular garbage day for free. News from around the state is next.